Welcome to Small Business Insights, where back office conversations give us insight to what's really going on. Is it grit or luck that gives a small business owner an advantage? Let's find out. I'm your host, Laura Fisher. Well, welcome today. I have another special guest. This is Juliette Nesmith from the Fort Bend Chamber of Commerce. Say hello, Juliette.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me, Laura.
Oh, it's been so much fun getting to know you. I was a part of your Fort Bend Leadership Forum. We've been together for 10 months, and you can't see this on the podcast, but she is ready to have a baby. So we have grown together.
Literally.
Yes. Congratulations on that. It's going to be your second child. So congratulations.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
So what's your role at the Fort Bend Chamber?
I'm the vice president and have been there serving the business community for 8 years.
What'd you do before that?
I'm from Louisiana, and I actually had the opportunity to work at the Chamber of Commerce in Slidell, Louisiana. And moving to Texas, I knew my first phone call was going to be at the Chamber and continue that career.
Now, when I say Slidell, it's like Slidell, right? You don't have that Louisiana accent.
I've heard there's a few words that I'll say, and my husband calls me out, but I think for the most part, I've dropped it.
Now, the folks that aren't familiar with where it is, I know it's on I-10, because if you're going to Florida, you have to go through Slidell.
Right through. Yes.
Did you go to college?
Yes. Went to Southeastern Louisiana University, graduated with business management, and then got connected to a former colleague who knew the CEO at the Chamber of Commerce there, and she connected us.
That's a great start job from college, but you've obviously made that into a career.
Yes.
What do you learn when you work at a chamber?
Just the ins and outs of all things business. It was incredible to think I grew up in this area and I knew it, but I had no clue all of the different facets of business and being able to be connected and feel like a resource for people to point them in the right direction and guide them through their business journey.
That's awesome. Because I remember when I got out of college, trade associations are a good place to get a job, or chamber, stuff like that, because they're looking for your entry-level jobs.
Yes.
And so it's a good start. But you obviously have made it into a career, and today you're here in the Sugar Land area for Fort Bend County.
Yes.
And
I love it.
My audience is small businesses, and when I think of the chamber, if I'm not thinking too heavily, I think, oh, a chamber does ribbon cuttings, you know, and they do press releases about new companies. But the chamber is a lot more than that. Am I right?
Absolutely.
So when do people call the chamber? I'm sure there's different reasons. If you're a new business coming in, or tell me how people utilize the chamber and maybe how they're not utilizing it.
Yes, it is through all different phases of business. Either they have an idea and they want to bounce it off people and we can connect them to those types of individuals, or they've been established for many years and doing great work in the community, and they might meet somebody or run into them and then be exposed to it and then give us a call. So it's different phases of business for sure. And, you know, what we like to say is a rising tide lifts all boats. And so we are absolutely here to support the community and be pro-business. But yes, in addition to the ribbon cuttings and network nights, email blast and whatnot, we really want to create a community that people can identify with a profile of a Fort Bend Chamber member. And those types of things include long-term visionary, informed and educated. We want to be the people who are bringing in subject matter experts and providing that knowledge so that our business representatives can take it back to their business and incorporate it into their daily routine.
Now, I know you've got, I've seen that y'all have like infrastructure days, mm-hmm. and I might think, oh, that sounds boring, but it is an insight to what's coming in the future.
For sure.
Right. So if,
yes.
So if I'm looking to buy land or, I don't know. How do people use those meetings to grow their business?
Yes. So really having that insider information, if they are an engineer who builds roads and they hear from, for example, a commissioner comes and provides an update with all of these details about the timing that this project's going to open, the design phase and whatnot, they can then build out a bid for that. And again, have that insider information on what's coming up in the county.
So let's just say I want, well, there's so many car washes coming up. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
So let's just say I'm a car wash company and I want to call the chamber and just say, hey, are there other car wash companies around? Can you give me some market demographics? Things like that.
We are able to help provide that information.
I have so many people on the property that are baby entrepreneurs and they're figuring it out on their own. It would be really nice for me to refer them to say, you know, call the chamber. So where would they start if they call the chamber, just if they need some advice?
Yes. So our website provides a lot of information, but further into that, all of our contact information is listed at fortbendchamber.com. And ultimately through a conversation, they'll understand our mission, which is to be the advocate for excellence in Fort Bend County and beyond. And we are here to cultivate and support future-focused, inclusive, and engage leaders, for example, like yourself going through that leadership forum program and really just being exposed to all the different facets of business within our region. We want to be the catalyst for a vital and thriving region, as well as champion workforce education and development, and also provide that competitive edge for all businesses to thrive. And so through an initial communication with that person that contacts us, they'll learn about some of the different programs and initiatives that we have going on to help foster that education.
And you do that through networking events
mm-hmm.
and some educational events.
Absolutely.
Do you have to be a member of the chamber to participate in those things? How does that work out?
There are exclusive opportunities for our members to take advantage of. But of course, if anyone calls, we are here to help guide them. Some of our events do have membership only offerings. But again, if someone calls us and needs to know who's a member in such and such category, we're going to provide that information and point them in the right direction.
So you have a membership directory?
Yes, we do.
And that's pretty extensive.
It is, and it's online, and we publish it each year.
Do you have to have a membership to look at it, or is that just available?
It is available.
Oh, how nice. So I can go on your website and check it out.
Absolutely. Super helpful.
I want you to help personalize it a little bit more, Juliet, because it can be pretty intimidating, because it is a bunch of professional people that look like they know what they're doing, right? That, and as yes. a small business owner, we know we don't know what we're doing all the time. And we need to be vulnerable. So, because we need coaching. And so what kind of educational programs do you have? I know I went through a leadership program, but maybe something more specific. What kind of programs do y'all offer to help my professional development?
Sure. And just to start off with, we do have a professional staff, a board of directors. We have an army of volunteers and chamber partners, so that when business professionals come to our events, they're there to help guide you. And if they see someone who might need to have some introductions made, that is our role.
The person hanging out in the corner.
Yes. And we go up to them and say, hey, you know, we're so-and-so. How can, you know, tell me about yourself. Tell me about your business. And as they're speaking, we're listening so that we can introduce them to other people that would be beneficial for them to speak with and connect with. But yes, as you mentioned, some of the programs, we do have 8 different divisions. And through that, that's where we're able to educate, support, connect, and advocate for our business community. There's things such as our healthcare division, where we have an annual state of healthcare where the local CEOs come and speak and provide updates on what's going on with their world. Mm-hmm. We have an education division where we have a state of the schools that we hear from our superintendents. We have a higher ed panel for, again, higher ed facilities to come and speak on different challenges, accomplishments, things that are going on in their world. As you mentioned earlier, the infrastructure division, again, it can provide very helpful information to businesses wanting to become engaged with the infrastructure.
Especially all the contractors that yes. support any of those
industries. Drainage, transportation, water. We had a wonderful event yesterday morning to address, are we prepared for hurricane season? It's going to be very active. And so the people that were there were informed about different projects, the status of the emergency management department of the county.
Who attends stuff like that? Is it usually the big businesses here in town or the small businesses? Do you have like tire companies that come to that or little shops?
Across the board.
Really?
Absolutely.
And tell us about I know you have two major, I think you have two major training. That's the Fort Bend Leadership and then also the nonprofit. So tell us a little bit about those.
Sure. So the Fort Bend Leadership Forum program has been going on for 33 years. And that concept grew out of a real and increasing need for volunteer leadership in Fort Bend County. It was established that we needed to have a program to develop informed citizens and really have people understand the inner workings of how things work, how to collaborate, how to meet people and utilize resources, and really be engaged as a community stakeholder. And so the Fort Bend Leadership Forum program is over the course of 10 months where a class is going to various locations throughout Fort Bend County, learning about different topics and hearing from subject matter experts.
So tell us some of those topics that we learned.
Yeah. So
they were very, very granular, but in a very large way. I mean, I thought they were very fascinating. I learned so much about the community.
Well, thank you. And we just are so honored to be able to produce this program. Some of those topics include understanding differences, which, as you all know, our community is extremely diverse across all manners. And so we want to...
What are the statistics on that? You said, what is it about Fort Bend County that's really unique?
You know, a lot of large metropolitan cities have a great diversity, but what is very unique about Fort Bend County is the almost... completely even split, 25%, 25%, 25%. And that is what makes Fort Bend County so unique, is just that almost perfect balance. And so some of the other topics include infrastructure, municipal county. We have a healthcare and social services day, as well as education. This class is able to participate in an opening retreat in San Antonio. And we have a state government session in Austin, followed by a national government session in D.C. And then we have a 1.5-day retreat in Galveston, which includes their ending retreat and graduation.
Yeah, I know. I participated in the class of 2022. It was exceptional, the new places I got to go. You know, it was different going to the Capitol. You know, I've been to the Texas Capitol and I've been to the United States Capitol. But when you go there, not as a tourist, but as a business leader, you just listen differently and you see how meeting somebody impacts policy and the direction of your community. And that when you're there as a leader, you just, I don't know, it just felt different. I feel like I was really participating in my community instead of just being a bystander.
Yeah. And hearing from those different representatives and subject matter experts, I think it really helps to establish that valuable community relationship and resources and be informed.
Yeah. Well, I know from my experience, I wouldn't have had the confidence to do this podcast in my community if I hadn't been a part of that leadership program.
That's incredible.
I knew I now had a whole array of people I knew in the community that I could call upon to come be a guest on the show. And all of them were super fascinating because not only were they in interesting jobs, but the cultural differences were entertaining, to say the least. You know,
yes.
I really liked it. So it gave me confidence to say, no, I can do this. I can do this podcast and I can find people in the community that would like to participate in it. So I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And congratulations on this because it's wonderful and that's fantastic to hear. We love hearing those success stories that have either sparked someone's passion or, you know, they were at a particular session and they found a love for, you know, something to serve. And we always want people to come away from this program wanting to become engaged with the community that they just learned so much about. And in addition, those relationships are priceless. We were just hearing from someone at the graduation about how relationships just, you know, they don't come naturally after high school and college, but there's programs out there such as this one where as an adult, you have the opportunity to make those deep relationships after college.
Yeah. And it's more than just having a glass of wine or sharing a meal at a networking event. It's because we had to spend time together and learn together and talk about it and, you know, sit on the bus. That's what really makes a difference is when that extra time is put in.
It's always fun, for sure.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I would like for you to talk to us a little bit more about some opportunities that you have coming up in the chamber and maybe some resources that you didn't, that our folks don't even know your chamber or other chambers across the country might have.
Perfect.
All right. So we'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Thank you for listening to Small Business Insights. Today's show is sponsored by Business eSuites. The E is for entrepreneurs. They help small business grow with their unique office solutions, affordable and flexible terms. It's time to let your business take off.
All right, we're back with Juliet Nesmith from the Fort Bend Chamber of Commerce. She's the VP of the Fort Bend Chamber. So thank you for being here today. And we're going to follow up with, tell us something about the chamber that maybe we don't know that is a resource that we should go, oh, I had no idea.
As the advocate for excellence in Fort Bend County and beyond, there are a number of things that we are engaged with and partnerships and collaborations that we are just honored to be able to utilize and have as a resource. And just want to share, you know, a quick little story. When someone calls us, we are here to help and serve our business community. Recently, someone had contacted us. They had not been engaged with the chamber, but someone that they were connected with absolutely said, you need to call the chamber, call Carrie Schmidt, our wonderful president and CEO, and she can help you. And so he contacted her and informed her of what the challenge that he was having as a business owner, really going into a busy weekend and potentially having some hiccups with being able to be open. And while we're not the people that can make those calls, but we do know the connections and the resources. And she was able to provide him with a contact who stepped in and helped him with something that as a business owner was extremely important to him so that he could be open that weekend and serve his customers. And that's just little things that we love to be able to help with. Again, we're not the ones who was able to keep him open, but because someone referred him to the chamber, we were able to put him in connection with the correct contact. And so that's just one story.
So we can call you in a panic if we need a vendor and we're stuck.
We're here to help.
Okay.
Yes, please do. We're here to serve our business community and we love making those connections.
Your particular chamber has received awards for being an excellent chamber. How do you do that?
It's a process, but it's extremely, extremely important to us.
What is different about the Fort Bend Chamber?
So we have received our 5-star accreditation through the U.S. Chamber of Commerce 2 times now. We are working on getting reaccredited, which will take place in 2024. And as a 5-star chamber, there are 10 different benchmarks that the U.S. Chamber grades us on, so to speak. And with each one of those benchmarks, you have to get 80% or greater. And so we received that designation in 2014 and again in 2019. And we are approaching our 3rd time, and we're very excited because it's a lot of work that goes into it. Again, our army of volunteers steps up and helps us make sure that all of those different components are in place. And it's something that you have to focus on throughout those 5 years in between the designations.
Does it help you with the U.S. when you go up to D.C.? Does it help you with lobbying? What advantages does it give you as a chamber having that accreditation other than just saying, this is who we are and we're wonderful?
I think it sets us apart because it shows that we have sound programs and initiatives that we are working on that are effective and important to our business community.
So it's a report card.
Yes.
So that's what makes y'all different.
Yes.
So if somebody's in the chamber in a different city, do they offer the same kind of resources?
Yeah. So when you've seen one chamber, you've seen one chamber. Okay. We all have different types of ways that we do things. The chamber is really here to support, connect, advocate, and educate. And again, be that resource for our membership.
I know you have the leadership forum. What are some other training programs that you offer?
Sure. So one of the sister leadership programs is our Excellence for Nonprofit Leadership. And the Chamber partners with the George Foundation on this particular one to produce that program. And ultimately, it's designed to enhance the knowledge and skill sets of staff members, potential board members, people who are serving as volunteers within that nonprofit sector. And this is a little bit different from the Leadership Forum program in the sense that it's a classroom academic setting, and we have a facilitator come in and address various topics, whether it be fundraising, governance, strategic planning, all of the various facets of learning about how to properly engage with a nonprofit and work for one.
How many folks do you have in a class like that? I would think it'd be pretty popular.
It is.
There's so many, and they're not all faith-based. There
can no.
Be, yeah.
No, and again, it's team members, but also volunteers, and so it's interesting the conversations that take place because you're able to see both sides of different topics, and give or take a class is approximately 40 participants.
If I am the executive director of a nonprofit, it would be a good thing for myself to go to or one of my key employees.
Absolutely.
Because they could come back and, you know, I guess you're teaching them a lot of administrative skills.
Yes. And also, you know, some of those individuals have been engaged with as maybe an executive director for many years. And then they go through this class and are just fascinated by all of the takeaways that they have to go back to their own organization and incorporate those items.
So how much does it cost to join the chamber? Do you have levels?
We do have various levels. And, you know, as we're speaking to prospective members, we absolutely want to understand their reasoning as why they called the chamber mm-hmm. and really help guide them to a particular level that we feel could benefit them and also make sure that it's a fit for our mission.
What's your minimum membership fee?
We do have a business builder level, which is $450.
And is that for a business or an individual?
It's a business.
Okay.
Individuals can come in at that level of investment as well.
Do people come in and just as individuals, or is it usually you enter as a business?
Primarily, it is as a business, but we do have some individuals.
Well, I guess you'd be an individual if you're a consultant.
Yes.
You know, and you have a business.
Perfect.
Okay, got it. All right, Juliet, another thing I think about when I think about the chamber, based on what we've talked about today, is if I'm stuck, if I don't know a vendor or a process or whatever rules or community laws or no-nos, I can call the chamber.
You can. We are here. Absolutely.
That's comforting, because when you're a small business, you're having to figure it all out at the same time. It's overwhelming. And it is nice to meet other folks that have done the same thing or can just point you in the right direction or say, no, that's a bad mm-hmm. idea.
Yes. And that is the work we are doing behind the scenes every day.
So what other kind of things are coming up for our listeners that maybe they'd like to participate in? What do you got coming up?
All of our upcoming events can be found on our website, which is fortbendchamber.com. We have a very robust calendar of events, but some of the highlights here in the near future, we are accepting applications for our class of 2023 for the Leadership Forum, as well as the Excellence for Nonprofit Leadership.
And I recommend both.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
The State of the County featuring our commissioner's report, as well as a health and wellness expo. And for our education division, we have our State of Higher Education coming up as well.
So when folks attend those big things, they're getting inside information.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And is it open to the public or is it just for members?
The majority of these events that I just mentioned are exclusive to members. But again, if you go to our website, you can see various programs, whether it's member exclusive or not.
I'm a member. You have a sign up for things to let us know we're coming, and I can bring a guest. So if you know somebody in the chamber and you want to check it out, just say, hey, can I be your plus one? Is that legit?
Please do.
Okay.
We'd love to meet them okay, and good. Learn about their business and who they are and help get them connected with the chamber.
All right. Well, Juliet, so what is the phone number that they can reach you? And I'm going to put this in the show notes as well.
Sure. Our main line is 281-491-0800.
And I'm assuming you're going to be on maternity leave pretty soon.
Here soon.
but I have a feeling with your work ethic, you're going to be right back.
As soon as I can. Yes.
Well, thank you so much for coming by and letting us know more about the chamber and what your mission is and how we can utilize them as a small business and how maybe we've underutilized what you offer and we need to give you a call when we get stuck and just need some more information. So I appreciate that. I'm glad y'all do that for our community.
Well, Laura, thank you for inviting me. It has been a pleasure speaking with you. And again, congratulations on graduating from the class of 2022.
Thank you so much. And we are the best class.
Best class of 2022.
Yeah. All right. Well, y'all have a good day. Until next time, you better be up to something.
Thanks for joining us this week on Small Business Insights. Make sure you visit our website at fisherpodcast.com, where you can follow the podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform, so you'll never miss a show. If you enjoyed and found value in today's episode, we'd appreciate a rating and review on iTunes, or simply share it with a friend. That would help us out too. Make sure you tune in next week for our next episode. Until then, you better be up to something.